books would have been like The Great Controversy or Desire of Ages. He'd be selling, and if you haven't read those books, The Desire of Ages is a wonderful book about the life of Jesus. Beautiful. Anyway, so he was selling them in Colombia or somewhere out there where there was guerrilla warfare. And so he would go to these little country homes. So he went to this one home, and this woman was very short. And she was like, no, close the door. And he walked down the steps, and then he heard shooting. And so he ducked into like a chicken pen, and then he lay there hiding, and the gunshots were going over him like this. And then a man came dressed in like white clothes, and he came to him, and he joined him in the chicken coop. And he, I don't remember what he said, didn't really say much to him, but he smiled at him, and he was kind of friendly, and they were sitting there whilst the gunshots. And then this guy got up, and he walked out like this, and then he started going up some stairs that just appeared in the forest, just some stairs, and he just started walking up until he was gone. Then the guy realized this was an angel, and then the shooting died down, and he thought, well, if the angel could get up and walk out, he would just walk out. So he walked out, and he was fine. He lived to tell the story. So there are actually many times that angels help us as people. We don't even know that. And the Bible does say things like the Sabbath school lesson talks about how Abraham entertained some men that he saw walking through the desert near where he lived, and that turned out to be angels, and actually one turned out to be Jesus. But so I was going to mention another story in the Bible where angels helped people. And so then I was reading it, and I thought, I think I'm going to read the story because it's so cool. When I used to read these to my children, they would say, oh, Mommy, don't stop. Keep reading, you know. I read them stories every night, and they had Bible stories every morning as well. Anyway, so there was some people who were fighting against Israel. And the king he thought there was a traitor among them, because every time they tried to do something, the Israeli army was there ready to get them. And so the king thought, you know, what am I going to do? So one of his helpers said, well, it's none of us. We are not your traitor. He said, there's actually Elisha the prophet who lives in Israel, and he tells the king of Israel even what you say in your bedroom. So the king gave orders, go and find out where he is so I can send the soldiers to capture him. He was told, Elisha is in Dothan. So he sent horses, chariots, and a large army. They came at night and surrounded the town. Early in the morning, when the servant of the man of God got up, he went out and he saw that an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh, my master, what are we going to do? He asked Elisha. Elisha replied, don't be afraid, for there are many more with us than are with them. So Elisha prayed, saying, Lord, please open the eyes so he can open his eyes so he can see. And the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and when he looked, he saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. As the enemy descended on them, Elisha prayed to the Lord, please strike these people with blindness. So he struck them with blindness, as Elijah had asked. Then Elijah went and told them, this isn't the right road, and this isn't the right town. Follow me, and I'll take you to the man that you're looking for. And he led them to Samaria. And after they had entered Samaria, Elisha prayed, Lord, open the eyes of these men so they can see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they looked around and saw that they were in Samaria. Now, I'm going to read a little extra just so you know how it ended. And when the king of Israel saw them, he asked Elijah, my Lord, let's kill him. Shall I kill them? And he said, no, don't kill them. Would you kill prisoners you have captured with your own sword and bow? Give them some food and water so they may eat and drink, and let them go back to their master. So the king had a great feast prepared for them. And once they had finished eating and drinking, he sent them back to their master. And it was the Arameans, and they never invaded Israel again after that. But I just wanted to say that God intervenes with angels even today. There we go.